In 1973, a chemical mix-up led to one of Michigan's worst environmental tragedies. And it's not over yet. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. 40 years ago, a chemical company in St. Louis, Michigan, accidentally shipped flame-retardant chemicals to livestock farms around the state. The farmers thought they were getting a feed supplement. Instead, they were dosing their animals with the toxic chemical PBB. The problem wasn't discovered for another year, and the chemicals were passed up the food chain to humans. Here in St. Louis, Michigan, the old chemical company responsible for that mix-up left a massive soup of pollution behind. It's buried under the former plant site on the banks of the Pine River. People in St. Louis had a parade yesterday to celebrate the fact that this area will be cleaned up. Jane Keon heads up the Pine River Superfund Citizen Task Force, and I met up with her earlier this week.
Okay, so can you tell me what we're looking at here?
We're looking at what we call the tombstone. It says, warning, do not enter. This fenced area was the site of a chemical plant. The ground contains chemicals, which may be toxic or hazardous, and also contains low-level radioactive waste. The area has been capped and secured, trespassing strictly forbidden. This stone will not be here in a couple more days.
And how does that make you feel?
Really happy. It's sort of been a symbolic thing for us. It's a symbol of death, of course, and was entirely appropriate at the time. But it's not appropriate anymore. There will need to be warning signs. EPA plans to put up a regular sign to replace this while the work is going on here.
Okay, so right now, where contamination is seeping from the site.
It is. It's still leaking, big time.
So the next plans are cleaning up this site, cleaning up the neighborhoods?
Yes. Excavation of the first yards, maybe five of them, is supposed to take place yet this construction season. And next spring, a whole lot more of them will be cleaned up. Meanwhile, sampling will continue in the 54 new yards that they're looking at.
So they're trying to determine how far the contamination has spread.
Correct. And they have not found a perimeter yet.
So this really was an area where, you know, you think about the industrial age and how factories located on rivers, because it was seen as a place where they could get rid of their wastes. That's kind of what we're looking at right here.
Exactly. Yes. My dad used to say that Michigan Chemical, Velsicol, used the river as their toilet. And when EPA was digging out sediment from the river, they found areas where they pretty much said it was almost pure product of DDT.
One thing that communities around the state and around the country are dealing with are sites similar to this, maybe not to this extreme. Can you tell them the importance of a community group like yours to the process?
You know, when we started, we really didn't know how much impact we would have. But over the years, we've been told that our group has made a difference. This extent of a cleanup would not have taken place without the community pushing. And we have pushed. We're not shy. We have talked to other community advisory groups at different times, and we've encouraged them to be polite but aggressive and to not give up.
Jane Keon is the chair of the Pine River Superfund Citizen Task Force. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.